It's time for postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Air Country 93.7. Remember to follow us online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for today's game.
Good evening, everyone. Doug Higgins here in Great Bend Sports Complex, and I welcome you to the road to a state championship here on 93.7 KAIR. Great Bend Sports Complex is the site of this championship, and it is my privilege to bring you this game between the number 4 seed Valley Falls Dragons and the number 2 seed Sedgwick Cardinals. Let's do a quick rundown of the bracket today to show how each of these teams got here. In the first semifinal game, Sedgwick defeated Spearville by a final of 7-6. The game was tied 5-5, headed into the sixth inning. Sedgwick scored 2 runs to take a 7-5 lead. Spearville came back with 1 in the top of the seventh, but unable to tie the ball game, and Sedgwick moves on with a 24-1 record into this championship game. Then in the second semifinal, Valley Falls and Ellis, the number 1 seed versus the number 4 seed. Valley Falls grabbed a 2-0 lead in the fifth inning. I better check on that. In the fifth inning, scoring 2 runs with some great base running. Jepson was able to steal a run in as Gatzmeyer got into a rundown. And then Gatzmeyer came in later to score on an error in the infield on a hit ball by Trenton Kraxner to take a 2-0 lead. They added one more in the sixth inning to increase that lead to 3-0. Brennan Miller was able to come away with the 7-inning victory. He allowed no runs on 4 hits, 2 strikeouts, 3 bases on balls, 2 hit batters, 101 pitches, getting the complete game win. Outstanding performance by Miller to put the Dragons here into the championship game. Their record now 21-2. The winner of this next game will be crowned state champion in class 2-1A. Let's take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineup and get ready to play the championship game here at Great Bend. From Great Bend Sports Complex, this is the 2-1A State Baseball Tournament on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch loaded potato olays, just $3. Chicken bacon guac street tacos, just $2. Chicken snack quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Great Bend Sports Complex, to 2-1A State Baseball. Let's go through the starting lineup for the Valley Falls Dragons. 21-2, representing the Northeast Kansas League, head coach Cameron Hall. Leading off will be center fielder Gage Burdick, senior ball player. Batting second is another senior, Cade Norris. He'll be the catcher. Batting in the three spots will be junior Avery Gatzmeyer at shortstop. Batting cleanup and pitching, Trenton Krasner, a junior ball player. Batting fifth, a junior at first base, Denton Elias. Batting sixth, Brennan Miller, left field. He is a junior. Batting seventh in right field, another junior, Carson Clark. Batting eighth, Cooper Jepson, senior at second base. And batting ninth, Dylan Cervantes, a junior at third base. Let's go through the Sedgwick Cardinals now. Head coach Doug Mabry member of the Heart of America League. They are 24-1 coming into this ball game. Leading off will be a senior in center field, Henry Burns. Batting second, senior at shortstop, Nolan Crumrine. Batting third and pitching, Lance Hoffsommer, a junior. Batting fourth at first base is junior Austin Harjo. Batting fifth, Austin Wilkes, a senior at third base. Batting sixth, Justin Esposito, a junior, and he is the catcher today. Batting seventh, Connor Tillman in right field, junior. Batting eighth, Jaden Tolles, a senior in left field. Designated hitter batting ninth is Remington Nold, a senior. And playing second base is freshman Jackson Scarlett. Both teams are being introduced right now. The umpires are out at the plate. Let's take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll give you some score updates and get ready to play baseball here at Great Bend. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back, everyone, to Great Bend Sports Complex to Class 2-1A State Baseball. Doug Higgins bringing you this broadcast today on 937 Care Country, K-A-I-R. In the third-place game previous to this one, Ellis defeated Spearville by a score of 14-4. Let's take a listen to the national anthem right now, please. Thank you, bearing with me on the national anthem, and let's please remember all those fallen heroes for us that sacrificed so that we can have the freedoms that we have in this great country, the United States of America. And on Monday, with the celebration of Memorial Day, let's remember all of our loved ones who have lost their lives and made this country much, much better for us. Let's do a quick rundown. As I said, third place game over with here. Ellis wins third place, 14-4. They finished the season at 21-1. Moving to Class 3A, Anderson County and Rock Creek are playing in the championship game. That should be, if not underway, at least getting close to it at this point in Manhattan at Troyton Family Stadium, Kansas State University. Third place, it was won by Frontenac as they defeated Minneapolis by a final of 7-5. Moving to Class 4A, Salina, Dean Evans Stadium. Paola defeated Clearwater in the third place game 3-2. Clay Center and Bishop Miege are playing for the championship in Class 4A. In 5A, Hayes and May South are currently playing for third place. Championship game will be Andover Central and Blue Valley Northwest. And then in Class 6A, they got a late start, and they were playing their first quarterfinal games actually today. Blue Valley, Overland Park Blue Valley defeated Lawrence Free State to move into the semis. Gardner Edgerton defeated Topeka Washburn Rural. They will meet Derby as Derby defeated Blue Valley West out of Overland Park also. So that's a rundown of baseball up to date. We'll give you the results of softball here in just a little bit as we get ready to play here. First three batters for Valley Falls will be Burdick, Norris, and Gatzmeyer. Let's give a rundown of the defense. Set the defense for you. Pitching for Sedgwick will be Lance Hoffsummer. Esposito behind the plate, his battery mate. Harjo at first, Scarlett at second. Wilkes is at third base, and Trumrine at shortstop. Tolles in left field, Burns in center field, and Tillman is in right field. Trumrine, the shortstop, is a senior who is going to go on and play at Friends University. I ran into his grandfather a little bit earlier, and he said he's going to be playing baseball at Friends. I'm not sure about some of the players here for Valley Falls. Maybe they'll be moving on, and I wish them the best of luck as they do so. So we're ready to get underway here. Championship game in Class 2-1A. And first pitch is on the way. Strike calls as Burdick looks at one go by. Hoffsummer on the mound, quarterback for the football team for Sedgwick. Got a good arm. Big curveball, leaves it up high, 1-1. Nice crowd here from both of these schools representing their communities. And a great facility for a championship game here at Great Bend Sports Complex. Foul tip, caught by the catcher. 1-2, Burdick down in the count. North on deck. Gatzmeyer in the hole. Very competitive Class 2-1A state tournament here. A lot of close ball games. A lot of 1-2 run ball games up through the semifinals. The big thing when you get this far along is you've got to have pitching. Valley Falls, as you well know, used up a couple of pitchers. They played the equivalent of two games last night, going 15 innings to win 3-2. And Miller gave him a great outing. Pop foul behind the plate. Catcher make an attempt to get there, cannot get to it. Burdick back in the box. Count stays 2-2. So three pitchers for Valley Falls have used up their limit of pitches, each going 105 or close enough to it, and they will be down to their number four pitcher. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Foul tip off the glove of the catcher. Staying alive is Burdick, 2-2. And the delivery, curveball up high. Count goes full, good at bat for Gage Burdick, runs up the pitch count. He's seen seven already, pitch number eight will be coming. Here's the payoff pitch. Just getting a piece of it is Burdick, he stays alive. 3-2, full count. What a battle here between Hofthammer and Burdick. Burdick draws the base on ball, just missing. So Valley Falls with the leadoff runner down at first base. They get a chance to go to work here early. First walk issued by Hofthammer. That brings up the catcher, Cade North, 303 average. Didn't bat in the first game. Squares to bunt, misses. For strike one, Burdick down at first base. He went 1-for-4 in the first game. Avery Getzmeyer on deck at shortstop. North, senior right-hand hitter at the plate. Quick throw over to first. Back in time is Burdick. One count. Squaring the bunt, gets it on the ground, down to the first base, bang, going foul into the grass. Strike two. He got the bunt down perfectly, halfway between home and first, but foul by a couple of feet. Now Norris will have to go to bat with two strike count. That'll probably take away the sacrifice bunt attempt here. Two strikes, he'll have to put the ball in play, try to get it on the ground and move him over. Ball high, 1-2 count. Twelve pitches thrown thus far by Hofthammer. Nobody out, runner at first. We just started the game. Swing and miss on the strikeout. Out number one as Norris goes down. So that'll bring up Avery Getzmeyer, junior, 6.43 average coming into the tournament. Went 0-for-3 in the first game, but did score a very important run back in that all-important fifth inning for Valley Falls as they took the lead in a tight, tight ball game. They picked off Burdick over at first. Good move. As he gets picked off 1-3. And, boy, without a pitch to Getzmeyer, there's now two outs and the bases are empty. That was quite the move there by Hofthammer. As he caught Burdick taking a step towards second, getting his lead, and just nailed him and could not get his direction reversed and back into the base on time. Strike call. Trenton Krackner in the on-deck circle for Valley Falls. A one delivery. Swinging, strike two. Hofthammer pulling the string on that one a little bit. Big curveball way up high. Didn't break, can't break one that far. That was way up above the head. 1-2. Getzmeyer down in the count. Two Hofthammer. Two outs. Here in the top of the first. Fouled off. Out of play. Getzmeyer stays alive at 1-2. Wind has settled down tremendously here at Great Bend. Beautiful evening for baseball. Ball hit in the hole between first and second, and Getzmeyer's on with a single. First base hit. For the Dragons, two outs. Now that pickoff move over at first is all that more important, as there would have been runners at first and second. But that's not the case, and there's two outs and a runner at first. Pitcher Trenton Krackner at the plate. Elias on deck. Fouled off to the right side. Strike one. Krackner, a 409 hitter, hitless in the semifinal game previous to this one. Valley Falls only had three hits in that ball game. They were able to use very intelligent base running to get the lead and hang on to it. 1-1 count as that one was upstairs. Two outs, runner at first is Gathmeyer. Right in there for a strike. Craxner looks at one go by, 1-2. Hofstalmer on the hill, comes set. Runner stays at first, big breaking ball up high. Craxner ducks under it. Hofstalmer comes pretty much over the top and tries to get that ball breaking down, not that side curve that a lot of pitchers use with a three-quarter delivery. 2-2. Swing and a miss at a high pitch, and Craxner goes down. Second strikeout recorded for Hofstalmer. Four Valley Falls, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the first. From Great Bend Sports Complex, this is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On your way to or from the big game, keep an eye out for the sign you can trust, P.F. Wren Realty. For all the real estate needs in your area, contact Michelle Garrity with P.F. Wren Realty at 250-1984 or online, pfwren.com, because we all need a friend in real estate.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store have any fresh, hot food options?
We've got it all.
Can Petro Convenience Store give me a high-quality fuel at a competitive price?
We've got it all.
Does Petro Convenience Store offer great personality?
We've got it all. More than just a convenience store, now serving soft-serve ice cream. Stop by Petro and Valley Falls to experience food, drinks, and personality.
Food, drinks, and personality. As the kids say,
we've got it all.
So Valley Falls gets a couple of runners on, strands one hit in the inning, come up scoreless. Sedgwick comes to bat in the bottom of the first. First three hitters will be Burns, Crumrine, and Hofstalmer. On the mound pitching will be Trenton Craxner. See if I can find any statistics on Craxner as far as pitching record. He has a 2-0 record this year, 31 strikeouts, 8 bases on balls, 2.6 earned run average. Hasn't had a lot of starts, but has had quality performances when he has gone out on the mound. First pitch in there for a strike. As Burns lets it go by looking. That pitch down low, 1-1. Sedgwick in red and white uniforms, jersey tops. Valley Falls, black and gold. Base hit right at the right up the middle, just about hit the foot of the pitcher Craxner into center field. So Burns gets the first base hit for Sedgwick, and they've got a runner going on. Each team now able to get their leadoff runners on. At the plate batting, Nolan Crumrine, senior shortstop. Hofstalmer on deck. Pitch down low, ball one. Runners going to second, throw down. Not in time as Burns steals second base, now in scoring position. Setting the defense for Valley Falls. Craxner on the mound, Norris behind the plate. Elias at first, Jepson at second. Cervantes at third. Gathmeyer at shortstop. That pitch in for a strike. 2-1 count. In the outfield will be Miller, Burdick, and Clark. Burdick had a good game early on in defensive mode out in the center field with a lot of fly ball put outs. And as Cervantes in the latter innings with the grounders from third, D to get the out. Bouncing ball to the shortstop. Gasmeyer flies over to Elias. And Frumrein goes down 6-3. Out number one. Burns moves over to third on the throw. Brings up Lance Hofsommer, the pitcher. Harjo on deck. Hofsommer has an opportunity to drive in the lead run. Give himself some help as he returns to the mound in the top half of the inning. Working out a stretch. Strike called. Sedgwick hitters seem to be selective on that first pitch. They want to take a look at it. They're not being aggressive with the bat. Ground ball to the shortstop. Can't handle it. Bounces off of him. Play at the plate. No good. Sliding in and scoring is Henry Burns. Hofsommer reaches by way of the air. Gasmeyer not able to handle it as it comes off the grass. Be an unearned run as Sedgwick takes the lead 1-0. No, one out, I should say. Austin Harjo, the first baseman, runner down to second, stolen base as Hofsommer gets the second stolen base for Sedgwick as they are aggressive on the base pass. That pitch to Harjo. Another runner in scoring position. Harjo, left-hand hitter. That pitch down low. 1-1 count to the left-hander. Craxner delivers. Leaves it high. 2-1. Austin Wilkes on deck for the Sedgwick Cardinals. Ball hit to the right fielder, makes the play. He goes to his right a couple of steps on a hard hit line drive, but Harjo lines out for out number two. Hofsommer has to stay at second base. That'll bring up the number five hitter, Austin Wilkes, third baseman tonight, senior ball player for the Sedgwick Cardinals. Foul ball out of play. That sets up an 0-1 count to Wilkes. Craxner working out of the stretch. Ball down low. 1-1 count. Burns led off with a single and scored. Crumrine grounded out. Hofsommer reached by way of an error. He's down at second right now. That pitch a little bit low. 2-1 count. Harjo just lined out to right field. And Wilkes has a 2-1 count with two out and a runner on. Ball hit up to the second baseman. One hopper over to first. And Wilkes will be retired 4-3. Sedgwick comes up with one run on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base after one complete inning. Sedgwick 1, Valley Falls 0. Let's step aside from the Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hollis Truck Line, LLC of Valley Falls, is proud to sponsor this broadcast and support the Valley Falls student athletes. With more than 20 trucks and drivers, Hollis Truck Line is a company you can trust to deliver on their job and promise. Hollis Truck Line, LLC of Valley Falls, wishing the Dragons good luck at state. Kearney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
In the second inning, First three hitters for Valley Falls will be Elias, Miller, and Clark as they send up their 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Getting Elias 352 on the season, hitless in the semifinal game earlier. Hoffsommer delivers. Elias fouls it off for strike one. Both teams getting a hit in the first inning. Sedgwick getting the run on the hit and the air. 1-0 ball game. Sedgwick on top here in the championship game at Great Bend. Ball high for 1-1 count. Bryn Miller in the on-deck circle. Winning pitcher in the semifinal game going the distance. 7 innings, winning 3-0. Down the dirt, 2-1 count. Home plate umpire Brad Smith calling the championship game here at the Class 2-1A state tournament. One hopper to the second baseman, easy flip over to first, and Elias goes down 4-3 as Scarlett flips it over easily to Harjo. That'll bring up the left fielder, Brennan Miller. 409 on the season. Went 0-2 in the first game today, the semifinal game. Carson Clark on deck. Strike called. Nice pitch by Hoffsommer there, a little fastball. Outer third of the plate. Catcher setting the target down low. Hoffsommer puts it there, fouled off by Miller. Miller now down in the count, 0-2. Valley Falls, a good mixture of junior and senior ball players. 5 juniors, 4 seniors. There's a good nucleus to come back next year also. Down the dirt, 1-2. As Hoffsommer tried to entice Miller to swing at a bat, when he lays off, good discipline with the bat. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ball in the air. Room out in foul territory. Nope, runs out of room, goes out of play. And Miller's still alive at 1-2. Valley Falls batting in the second inning. Elias grounded out to start the inning. Pitch up in the eyes of Miller. 2-2 now. Count evens. Hoffsommer works out of the stretch whether there's runners on or not. Always the same motion. Ball hit into right field. Drops in front of the right fielder. And Miller is on with a base hit. Second hit for the Dragons. That'll bring up Carson Clark. 0-2, scored a run in the semifinal game earlier, batting 432 for the season. Right-handed hitter, junior. He'll be going up against Hoffsommer, junior on the mound for Sedgwick. Runner at first, one out. Ground ball, shortstop takes a wicked hop. He has to go to first just in time. As Miller moving on the hit ball gets in safely at second. Clark thrown out 6-3 for out number 2. That'll bring up the number 8 hitter, Cooper Jepson. Jepson 1-2, scored a run. In fact, Jepson was the one who scored the go-ahead run back in the 5th inning in that semifinal game. The only run they would have needed. They did tack on a couple more. Called strike 1. Dylan Cervantes on deck, number 9 hitter for Valley Falls. So 2 outs, runner at second. Base hit would score Valley Falls. Another strike out on a breaking ball would score Miller probably from second base to tie the ball game. So the tying run is down there at second. 0-2 count. Hoffsommer delivers. There goes the runner. High pitch, throw down to third. wild throw and a good play by the third baseman down there, Wilkes, to snag that one before it went sailing into left field, and that would have tied the ball game. 1-2 count to Jepson. Now the tie run only 90 feet away. Pitcher comes set and delivers. Foul tip into the screen. Jepson stays alive at 1-2. Hossamer threw 23 pitches in the first inning. Working through the lineup with a little more efficiency here in inning number two. High and away, 2-2. Good recognition of the strike zone by Jepson. He's a senior. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Nice job by Esposito behind the plate as that was in the dirt. He blocked it well with the chest protector, kept it out in front of him. And now we go full at 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Two outs and a runner at third. Ball four. Didn't miss by much as Jepson stayed off of it and maybe a little bit outside, maybe a little bit high. And runners now at the corner as Dylan Cervantes comes up, 354 on the season, 0-2 in the semifinal game earlier this afternoon. Then it goes back to the top of the order to Burdick. So runners at first and third. A hit and a walk. Two outs. Way high. Cervantes had a sacrifice bunt and a couple of strikeouts back in that first game. Swung at a high one. That would have been ball two, but it's not. Swinging strike one, 1-1. Valley Falls did a lot of base running. I'm surprised they haven't taken the runner off from first to kind of get his cut. There he goes. Ball swung on, bounces in the dirt, gets away from the catcher as the batter did nothing more than just protect the runner. And talk about base runner, Jepson never stopped at second, kept on motoring, and he ends up at third base. Miller comes in, ties the ball game at one apiece as that wild pitch buried in the dirt. Cervantes smartly swung at it to hinder the view of the catcher, and we're tied at 1-1, and the lead run only 90 feet away. Hossamer, 1-2. Ball high, 2-2 count. And I'm going to say the aggressive base running, smart base running, intelligent base running for Valley Falls has been their biggest thing today. Foul ball into the fence. Cervantes stays alive at 2-2. They are super aggressive on those base paths and have taken advantage for at least three runs simply on base running today in the semifinal game and this final game. That pitch down low. Full count now to Dylan Cervantes. If he can get on, it'll go back to the top of the order to Gage Burdick. Here's the payoff pitch. Fouls it off. Another pitch coming. Cervantes with an excellent at-bat. Seven pitches thus far. Looking for number eight to come here in just a moment. Into the stretch. And he draws a base on balls. That was an outstanding at-bat by Cervantes as he gets the base on balls. Walks down to first base. Second consecutive walk issued by Hossamer. He's got a couple of strikeouts and a couple of walks. Giving up two hits. Burdick walked back into first. Is picked off at first base. On a good move by Hossamer. Left-handed hitter. Swinging strike one. Again, runners at the corner. Corners, I would look for Burdick to take off running here days. Call strike two. Now I would send the runner so you'd at least come back up with the leadoff hitter batting if he would happen to get thrown out at second. We'll see if he takes off. He does not. Foul ball hit over to the third base side. Getting under and making the catch is Wilkes for out number three. So Burdick pops out to the third baseman. One run on one hit. No errors and a couple of runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second, tied at one apiece from Great Bend. This is the 2-1A State Baseball Tournament on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Kearney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction gladly supports the Valley Falls Dragons at this year's state baseball tournament. Broker, owner, auctioneer Andy Conser, along with real estate agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz, invite you to stop by their new office at 1600 K4 Highway in Valley Falls, or give them a call at 785-573-SOLD for all of your real estate and auction needs. Once again, that number is 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction says go Dragons.
Sedgwick bottom in, batting in the bottom of the second will send up their 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Esposito, Tillman, and Tolles. Esposito, junior, catcher today. Trenton Craxner throwing 17 pitches in the first inning. Offsommer 49 through 2 innings work. Called strike. Esposito looks at a good one go by right down the middle. Working quickly. Ball hit into the air. Foul territory, out of play. Strike two. So quickly, Esposito down in the count, 0-2. After this batter, we'll give you some score updates from Class 2-1A State Softball, which is completed down at Pratt. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball left up high, 1-2. Tillman in the on-deck circle for Sedgwick. 1-1 your score here, bottom of the second. Down the dirt. 2-2. Not every ball field you can say that anymore. Sometimes you got to say down in the turf. A lot of schools are going to artificial turf. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Going down on strikes is Esposito. For out number one, that's the first strikeout for Craxner. In the third place game, Belle Plaine fell to Mission Valley 10-0 as they were run ruled. Esperance Mission Valley finished the season at 24-2. State champion in Class 2-1A, St. Mary's Colgan, as they defeat Burlingame 6-0. St. Mary's Colgan finishes the season at 22-3. Congratulations to the state champion in Class 2-1A state softball. 1-0 count. Inside, almost hits Tillman, left-handed hitter, 2-0 count. Tall, lanky ball player. Tillman, the right fielder. That one outside, 3-0. One out, as Esposito led off the inning and struck out. As Tillman walks on four straight, he's jogs down to first base. That's the first walk issued by Craxner. Stoles at the plate. Toss over to first. Back in time is Tillman. Didn't have much of a lead. Quick throw over, trying to catch a runner with a fallen asleep over there, and he was paying attention to the plate. In for a strike. A little breaking ball. Remington Nold on deck, designated hitter for Sedgwick. One on, one out. Another quick throw over to first. Back in time is Tillman. To the plate. That was a pretty good spot for a pitch. Down at the knees and maybe outside or maybe a little low. It was close. 1-1 count. Foul ball out of play off here to the right side. 1-2 now to Jaden Tolles, left fielder, senior ball player for the Sedgwick Cardinals. Number 9 hitter Remington Nold in the on-deck circles. Took a little bit off of that pitch. Leaves it outside, 2-2. Three-two now. That one left down low. So after getting ahead early, Traxner falling behind now to a full count to Jaden Tolles. Payoff pitch coming. Stepping off the back of the rubber is the pitcher. Back into the batter's box is Tolles. Here's the payoff. Leaves it high. Tolles gets a second straight walk. And now after a strikeout, Traxner has walked two in a row to put runners at first and second. Number 9 hitter, Remington Nold. Then it goes back to the top of the order to Henry Burns. Corners in. Strike called. Fastball at the letters. Middle infield, normal depth. First baseman in. Foul ball. Into the screen. Strike two. Sedgwick threatening here in the bottom of the second, trying to take the lead again. Strike out, two walks, one out. Foul ball down the first base side. In foul territory, and Nold stays alive at 0-2. Update from Manhattan Twin Oaks Complex. Third place game, Haven defeats Hoisington 8-7, and the champion in 3A softball is Cheney as they defeat Silver Lake 1-0. Swinging strike three as Remington Nold goes down on strikes. Second strikeout in the inning. Now two outs with two on and Burns back up. We go back to the top of the order. Singled and scored back in the first inning. Called strike one. A 1 count. Short lead at second. High, ball one. Krumrein on deck. Checking the runner at second. Swinging foul ball. Went after a high fastball that was out of the strike zone. And Burns down in the count, 1-2. Traxner climbing the ladder on that one, and Burns went up after it. Foul ball down the third base line. Foul by about 2 feet. Hit hard. But nothing but a long strike. 1-2 count stays. Runners go back to second and first. Tillman at second. Tolles at first. Both are reaching the board by way of the walk. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Right side. Burns staying alive, 1-2. Checks these runners, comes to the plate, breaking ball, hit hard, left field, fair ball, right left fielder cuts it off, throws to the plate, cut off by the third baseman. As Tillman comes around from second to score, Toll stops at second, and Burns with an RBI single, his second hit of the ball game. And Sedgwick regains lead at 2-1. So, old baseball adage, walks are free runs, and Sedgwick took advantage of that walk and did pick up a free one. Another hard hit ball bounces over the shortstop, took an ugly hop. Here comes a throw to the plate, not in time, as Toll scores from second. Burns goes from first to second. Crumrine with the base hit and the RBI. At the plate, Lance Hofsommer, pitcher for Sedgwick, two runs in on a couple of consecutive hits here. Another hard hit ball, left field, bounces off the fence, one run in, second run starting to come this way, they're going to score. It's a two-run double for Hofsommer. He gets a couple of RBIs on that double. And three consecutive hits and a couple of walks, and it's now 5-1 as Burns and Crumrine both come around to score. Hofsommer now 1-for-2. He's been on both times. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Austin Harjo. Looked at ball one. He's the eighth batter in this inning. That pitch in for a strike. 1-1 count. Hofsommer down at second. Four runs in on three hits. Another hard hit ball up the middle, cut off by the second baseman. That just saved a run. If that gets in the outfield, Hofsommer is going to score. Great play there by Jepson just to get a glove on it. It's a base hit for Harjo. Four hits now in the inning, four runs, two runners still on, and the ninth batter, Austin Wilkes, coming to the plate here in the second inning. So the Cardinals have batted around here in the second. 5-1 your score. There are two outs and runners at the corners. Down low for ball one. Up high for ball two. Harjo probably not going to try to steal second, I don't think. Short lead over there, 3-0 count. Now you know runners aren't going anywhere. They're going to look and see what happens on this 3-0 count. Esposito in the hole. There's a called strike. The old automatic on 3-0. Cracks are in a lot of trouble right here. Giving up four, trying to get out of the inning. Ground ball, second baseman feels it, throws to first, and gets the batter as Harjo just stop and was going to avoid the tag. Wilkes bounces out 4-3. Four runs, four hits, two runners left on base after two. Sedgwick leads 5-1 from the Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On your way to or from the big game, keep an eye out for the sign you can trust, PFRN Realty. For all the real estate needs in your area, contact Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty at 250-1984 or online, pfriend.com, because we all need a friend in real estate. Country Harvest Apple Market is your friendly neighborhood food store in Valley Falls with quality products and great everyday low prices. Country Harvest Apple Market strives to make your grocery shopping and meal planning simple. Visit online at countryharvest.us for ads, coupons, and recipes.
Ask an associate about the rewards card. Open 7 days a week with extended hours for your convenience. Country Harvest Apple Market, right off Oak Street in Valley Falls.
What you used to know as Kendall State Bank is now known as Kendall Bank. The same people to greet you at the door, on the phone, and online, just with a new name, Kendall Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, with locations in Valley Falls, Winchester, and Nortonville.
Sedgwick comes up with four big runs on four consecutive hits from the top four in their order. A couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and we're now looking at a 5-1 game. Part of the order coming up for Valley Falls, 2, 3, and 4, with Norris, Gapmeyer, and Praxner all coming to the plate. Valley Falls able to pick up one run to take the lead in the top of the second. To tie the game in the top of the second. Sedgwick comes right back in the bottom half to take the lead 5-1. Hofsommer on the mound. Strike called to Cade Norris. Struck out his first at bat. A 1 pitch. Fouled off for strike two. Gapmeyer in the on-deck circle. Swinging strike three as Norris chased a high one. Not able to catch up with it. Strikes out for the second time. Third strikeout recorded for Hofsommer, along with three walks that he's issued. That'll bring up the number three hitter, Avery Gapmeyer. Singled, stranded at first base, back in the first inning. 1-for-1 today. Hofsommer delivers. Too high, ball one. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Missing outside, 2-0. Good eye up there by Gapmeyer. Same place, misses outside again. 3-0. Praxner on deck for Valley Falls. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Walks on four straight. So Gapmeyer on for the second time. That'll bring up the pitcher, Trenton Praxner. Struck out, 0-for-1 today. Struck out to end the inning back in the first. Called strike one, caught the outside corner. Denton Elias in the on-deck circle. Throw to first, diving back in safely is Gapmeyer. Swinging strike two. Fastball at the letters. Couldn't catch up with it. Was Praxner. Hofsommer threw it by him. 0-2 with one out. Runner at first. Big lead at first. Strike three called as Praxner looks at it go by. Backward K for out number two. Second strikeout in the inning. Second strikeout for Praxner. He's 0-for-2 today. That'll bring up the number five hitter, Denton Elias, first baseman. Grounded out, second to first, and his only at-bat. Strike called. I keep looking at Gapmeyer over there at first base, and boy, he is really tensed up and crouched like he's ready to take off at any time. Let's see if he goes anytime soon. 0-1, two outs, runner at first. pull the string. Elias swings at it. Timing way off, 0-2 count. Miller in the on-deck circle. Valley falls down, 5-1. Just getting a piece of it is Elias. Stays alive, 0-2. Foul it into the screen. Miller hustles over and picks up the foul ball. Count remains 0-2. Big breaking ball. Ball hit into the air. Shortstop calling for it. Gloves it for out number three as Elias goes down on the pop out. And for Valley Falls, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 5-1. Sedgwick on top, headed to the bottom of the third from Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hollis Truckline, LLC of Valley Falls, is proud to sponsor this broadcast and support the Valley Falls student-athletes. With more than 20 trucks and drivers, Hollis Truckline is a company you can trust to deliver on their job and promise. Hollis Truckline, LLC of Valley Falls, wishing the Dragons good luck at State. Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493. To get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Welcome back, everyone. Sedgwick batted through the lineup last inning. Justin Esposito comes back around to lead off the third, takes a called strike. Down in the count 0-1, he struck out to start off that big second inning. 0-1 today. Puts the ball in the air. Right fielder comes over, battles the sun, and makes the catch. That was not an easy play for Clark out there in right field. He comes up with the catch. Esposito flies out for out number one, brings up Connor Tillman, who walked and scored back in that big second inning. No official at-bat, left-hander. Pops one foul over by the third base side, out of play for strike one. Jaden Toll's on deck. Knoll in the hole for Sedgwick. One out. 0-1 count. Traxner still on the mound, threw 17 pitches in the first and 35 in the second, so his pitch count getting up there. And he hits Tillman. Sends Tillman down the first base, hit by the pitch. So he's been on two times, walked and hit. Scored the one run. They bring up Jaden Tolles, walked and scored. Fly ball. Left center fielder makes the catch, throws it in quickly to first base. I didn't know if the left fielder or the center fielder was going to catch that one, and Burdick took control, made the catch for out number two. That brings up Remington Knoll, struck out, 0-1 in the first inning. And we'll go back to the top of the order to Henry Burns. Ball hit into the air. Line drive over the shortstop into left center field. Base hit for Remington Knoll, the senior. He's 1-for-2 today. Back to the top of the order to Henry Burns, who already has two hits and has scored two runs. Senior ball player. Hits a dribbler down the third base line. Foul. Cervantes gloves it and tosses it into the pitcher. Strike one. Two outs. Couple of Cardinals on the base paths. Tillman at second. Nold at first. In the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Henry Burns. As Traxner took a little bit off of that one. O-2 now. Breaking ball. Popped into the air. First baseman battles the sun, makes the catch as Burns pops up to the first baseman to end the inning. No runs. One hit. Couple runners left on base after three complete. Sedgwick 5, Valley Falls 1. Let's send it back to the studio from Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1-A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's spring. Time to push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heiner Repair during their big spring sales event. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available. With approved credit, see Heiner for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of tough. And you're tough, too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heiner Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinerRepair.com.
Hot or cold, no matter what the temperature outside, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison is your source for fan food, not fast food. Check out their chill menu with blizzards, shakes, sundaes, cones, and so much more. Or stop by for their $5 lunch and choose between a 3-piece chicken strip or deluxe cheeseburger with side, drink, and sundae, just $5 plus tax. And don't forget to sign up for the DQ Fan Club for special offers, monthly emails, and much more. Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. It's fan food, not fast food.
We head to the top of the fourth inning, 5-1 score. Valley Falls will send up their 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Miller, Clark, and Jepson. Miller singled and scored back in the second inning, the only run for the Valley Falls Dragons. Winning pitcher in the semifinal game, pitched an excellent 7-inning game, giving up no hits or no runs on 3 hits, I believe. First pitch is missing the zone for ball one. After this batter, we'll give you a score update of 4A softball over at Salina. Bring you up to date on all of that. 2-0 count. Missing inside is Hofsommer. Clark ready in the on-deck circle. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Strike at the knees, 2-1. Ball hit in the air, right center field, diving for it and coming up with the catch is Burns out in center field. A nice catch by the Sedgwick center fielder to retire Miller. For the first out, that'll bring up Carson Clark, grounded out in his first at-bat, 0-for-1 today, Jepson on deck. Holton defeated Winfield in their softball game, quarterfinal game 5-2 to move into the semifinals tomorrow. Clay Center won 5-1. This ball hit in the hole between first and second, base hit by Carson Clark as he jumps on that first pitch and singles into right field. He's 1-for-2 today. That'll bring up Cooper Jepson. Walked and was stranded at third. No official at-bat. One out, one on. Hofsommer to the plate. High for ball one. Rain delay and Salina yesterday moved everything back one day. Andale Garden Plain is playing Eudora right now. Shawnee Bishop Miege is playing Wamego. Swinging strike one, 1-1 count to Jepson. They'll play the semis tomorrow at 11 and the finals at 1:30. We'll move on to 5A here in a little bit. Strike called on the outside third. Jepson down in the count, 1-2. Ball high, 2-2. Even though we had the bad weather activity across the state on Wednesday, most sites were able to go on Saturday. Salina was one exception. Ball in the dirt. 3-2. Runner stays at first. Full count coming up. Jepson already has one walk. Trying to get aboard here again in the top of the fourth. Valley Falls trailing 5-1. One out. Batting here in the top of the fourth. Ball hit into the air. Center field. Center fielder comes in. Makes the grab. As Burns has a couple of the putouts here in this inning. Made a great diving catch earlier on with Miller. Now the lazy fly ball. He comes in and makes that grab. Brings up the number 9 hitter, Dylan Cervantes. Cervantes walked back in the second inning. Was stranded on base. Looks at ball 1. Leadoff hitter Gage Burdick in the on-deck circle for Valley Falls Dragons. 2 outs, 1 on. Foul ball in the dirt. 1-1 count. Bishop Carroll and Baser Linwood playing in the championship game in 5A state softball at Wichita State University. Goddard Eisenhower beat Goddard High 4-3 to take the battle of Goddard. Goddard Eisenhower finishes 20-5. They're the third place finisher. Swing at a ball in the dirt by Cervantes. He's down in the count now, 1-2. Few clouds starting to pop up again. The sun going behind that cloud, cooling things off here in Great Bend. 1-2 pitch. Ball popped up into the air, going out. Right fielder coming in. Second baseman was going out. And 3 pop-ups to the outfield as Cervantes goes down for out number 3. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. 5-1, we go to the bottom of the fourth from Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Batting in the bottom of the fourth for Sedgwick will be the number 2 hitter, Crumrine, Hofsommer, and Harjo. Crumrine singled and scored his last at-bat, 1-for-2 today. Looks at a strike. Strike 2 called as he's taking a look at a couple of them. Crumrine will move on and play college ball at Friends next year. 0-2 pitch on the way. In the dirt and low, 1-2. Another one down low, 2-2. As Kraxner trying to keep down in the strike zone, keep that ball low. This one outside just a little bit, 3-2 count, goes full. Crumrine was down 0-2 and has now worked the count full. Here comes the payoff pitch. slaps the ball down the third base line. I thought one umpire called it fair and the other one called it foul. They now agree that it was a foul ball down the third base line. That was close. That was a hard hit shot, just missing the foul line past the bag. Count stays 3-2. Breaking the action here as we kind of reset things. 3-2, come right at the plate. Nobody out. He leads it off and draws the walk. Good at bat by Nolan Krumrein. Shortstop, senior shortstop for Sedgwick as he trots down to first base. Second time on the base pass. A single and a walk. Brings up Lance Hofsommer. Had a double. Drove in two runs back in the second inning. One for two. He's reached both times. Once on an error. Stranded both times on the base pass. Down in the dirt for ball one. Class 6A softball. Gardner Edgerton defeats Lawrence Free State to take third, and Topeka wins Class 6A over Olathe North. 2-0 count to Hofsommer. Throw over to first base. Back safely. Gardner Edgerton won third place game 2-1. It was 7-1 in the championship game as Topeka wins that one. Foul ball. Third base line again. And the third baseman, Cervantes, comes up a little hobbled. He dove for that ball. I don't know if it's a wrist or knee or something, but he felt the effects of diving for that one. 2-1 count now for Hofsommer. Harjo on deck. 5-1 your score. Close it outside. 3-1 count. Coming into the inning, Crafter had thrown 61 pitches. 17, 35, and 9. That one fouled off. That takes the count full for Hofsommer. Runner goes. They got him picked off. Tagged down a second. They got him. As Krumrein took off before, right as, I should say, Traxner comes set, and he gets 1-4. As the second baseman making the tag for out number one. So that takes the base runner off the base pass. Almost slid by the tag. That was a pretty close play down there at second base. Now it's 3-2 to Hofsommer. Ball hit on the ground. Second baseman, easy flip over to first. Jepson to Elias for out number two. That'll bring up Harjo. Harjo has flied out in the single. 1-2 today. Harjo, left-handed batter, looks at a strike. Wilkes on deck for Sedgwick. Pulls back the bat on a check swing. 1-1. Valley Falls coach moving his outfield around where he wants him. High and away, ball two. 2-1 count. Working quickly, and he's hit into right field, slapping it on the line. Right fielder throws to first. Thought maybe he could double him off, double Harjo off there, but not in time. So it's a single, second base hit for Harjo. 2-for-3 today, both singles. Brings up Austin Wilkes, 0-for-2, bounced out twice to the second baseman. Foul ball, right side. running out of room over there was Elias. Strike one. Wilkes at the plate. 0-1 count. Two outs. Runner at first. That pitch way up high. Harjo not going anywhere over there at first base. To the plate. Foul ball, right side. First baseman drifting and makes the play on the warning in the dirt over here by the first base dugout. So Wilk pops out to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one runner left. 5-1 after four complete innings. We'll go to the fifth inning. From Great Bend Sports Complex, this is 2-1-A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing drain tilings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydroseeding, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Pitch count heading to the fifth inning. Lance Hofsommer has thrown 78, and Trenton Kraxner has thrown 81. 5-1 score. Leadoff hitter for Valley Falls will be Gage Burdick. He has walked and flied out, popped out, I should say, to the third baseman. Looks at ball one here in the fifth inning. Norris on deck, Gapsmeyer in the hole. Hofsommer working out of the stretch. Swinging strike one, 1-1 count. Three hits for Valley Falls, one run. They've stranded five runners. Swinging strike two.
All right, kid, you got a battle now. Let's do it, eh?
Sedgwick took the lead in the bottom of the first, scoring one run. Valley Falls came back and tied it in the top of the second. Sedgwick scored four in the bottom of the second, and we've been scoreless ever since. 2-2 count. Pitch missing inside. Leadoff hitter Gage Burdick. Strike three called as Burdick goes down looking on the backward K. That will be strikeout number five for Hofsommer. One out. That'll bring Cade Norris to the plate. Struck out twice, 0-2. Foul tip. May have caught the catcher's mask a little bit right there. Umpire puts a new ball in play, gives the catcher a little time to recover. Sun just about to go down behind the backs or the grandstand area. We got a covered grandstand. We're going to be sitting in the shade here before too much longer. Big breaking ball in the dirt, bouncing off the catcher. 1-1. The on-deck hitter, Avery Gatzmeyer, runs over and retrieves the ball and flips it to the umpire behind the plate, Brad Smith. Norris, the catcher, having caught all the games here in the tournament. Foul ball out of play. Off to the right side, 1-2. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. This is your state championship game between Sedgwick and Valley Falls. High, ball two. Valley Falls was last in the state in 2016. They finished second in 2010, third in 2001, and fourth in 2012. So they've seen some state tournament action here in the recent past. That went up high, ball three. North has worked the count full. Payoff pitch coming from Hofsommer. Ground ball, left side, foul. Gets by the third baseman down to the tarp. North back in the batter's box. Count stays 3-2. All your baseball finals are underway right now, as well as here in Great Bend. They're playing in Manhattan. Bishop Miege and Clay Center are playing in Salina. And North, with a great at-bat, draws the base on balls, goes down to first base. That number five issued by Hofsommer. Got five strikeouts and five walks. Brings up the number three hitter, Avery Gatzmeyer, batting .643 for the season heading into this tournament. Went hitless back in the semifinal game, but did score a very important run in that fifth inning. Throw to first, not in time. North back in. To the plate. High and away. Ball one to Gatzmeyer. Kraxner the pitcher on deck. Elias in the hole for Valley Falls. Batting here with one out. Quick throw over to first. Diving back in. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. 1-1, called strike. Gatzmeyer at the plate. Big breaking ball, up high, 2-1. Broke down into the catcher's mitt, but was high, went across the plate. Ball hit in the air, right side, out of play. First baseman making an attempt to get over there and make a play on the ball, runs out of room. That was Harjo. 2-2 now to Avery Gatzmeyer. North still at first base. Hofsommer checks the runner. Hofsommer, I should say. Low grounder, third baseman, going to be a tough play. Got him by a step. Nice play by Wilkes as he comes up and guns it across to Harjo. Gatzmeyer goes down 5-3. That was a tough play. Good play made by the third baseman. North down to second base. That's a courtesy runner. Excuse me on that. I'm going to have to find out who that is. Mason Allen, I believe. Yes, that's Mason Allen into courtesy run. Courtesy runner for the catcher. Mason played in the first game. He was a designated hitter, if I remember correctly. Let me go back and check that. Yeah, he was the DH. This time he's courtesy running. First pitch in for a strike to Trenton Kraxner. Kraxner struck out twice. Big lead down at second. Foul tip, strike two. As Mason Allen had a huge lead down there. Swinging. Strike three as Kraxner goes down on strike for the third time this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left down at second base. 5-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth. From Great Bend Sports Complex, this is 2-1-A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Sedgwick in the bottom of the fifth will be their 6-7-8 hitters, Esposito, Tillman, and Tolles. Strike one to Esposito. Score update from Class 5A. Hayes takes third place, beating May South 11-2. Esposito tying his shoe, I believe. Going to gain that extra bit of speed as he goes down the first base line, I think. Fouls that one off, strike two. Got a little ball player here beside me needing a drink of water. Must be about a year old. 16 months, I was close. Here comes the 0-2 pitch inside, just missing him, 1-2. Good crowd here for Valley Falls. And this young man here getting a drink of water. Bouncing ball, third baseman, going to be a hard throw across the diamond in time. Strong arm. Cervantes makes the play, throwing out Esposito, 5-3 for out number one. Cervantes has done a really good job down there at first base all day long. He had a number of putouts in that semifinal game and has played rock solid all afternoon and evening. Well, that'll bring up Connor Tillman. Tillman walked and hit by a pitch. He's been on a couple of times. Strike call. Championship game in 5A is between Andover Central and Blue Valley Northwest. That's going on right now. A pitch up and away, ball one. See if we can get some more score updates for you as we go along here this evening. 1-1 delivery fouled off. Strike two, goes on deck, one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. See if 6A is updated here recently. 1-2, one out. Sedgwick at the plate. Little bouncer, first baseman takes it. Oh, he's not going to give it away in time. He didn't flip it to the pitcher, and the runner beat the toss to the base. Ooh, mental error on that one. I'm going to have to give him a hit, I guess, because he beat out that throw. So we're going to call that a hit for Tillman. He's one for one today. Score to run also. That'll bring up the number eight hitter, Jaden Tolles. Walked and scored in the second, flied out in the third. Foul ball off the Mayette mask of the catcher. Umpire takes a little time. Catcher Norris behind the plate, just a tough old kid at back there. He's taking some pretty tough knocks this afternoon. Like an old Timex watch. Takes a beating and still keeps on ticking away. 0-2 count now. Tolles fouls that one off. Strike three called. Caught him looking. Wasn't expecting that fastball on the inside corner. Out number two. That's the first strikeout Tolles has looked at today. And the third overall for Traxner. Leads off with a strike to Remington Knoll, the number nine hitter, singled in his last at-bat. Struck out in the second. One for two. Lifts the ball. First baseman grabs it. He's going to toss it to the first baseman. Too late. The pitcher was too late in covering. And Remington Knoll, the senior, beats it out for an infield hit. That's two infield hits, and I'm going to have to do a quick pitch count. They're going to talk this over. First baseman made a nice play on the ball. Pitcher didn't cover. And a couple of hits, runners at first and second. Let's see, Traxner had 81 pitches by my count coming in. He's thrown 4, 8, 11, 12, 13, so he's at 94. He's at 94 pitches right now. And that's just a little confidence talk by the head coach for Valley Falls as Cameron Hall goes out, settles them down, says, hey, that's okay, guys. We've got a couple little bloopers there. We're okay. Got two outs. Go to work here on the leadoff hitter, Henry Burns. Two for three, couple of singles, scored a couple of runs. He's had a good tournament. Little blooper. Pop foul over here on the first base side. Goes about halfway down the line. Strike one. Krumrine on deck. Top four hitters for Sedgwick have been pretty tough today. Burns with a couple of hits. Krumrine with one. Hard hit ball. Shortstop. Takes it. Makes the tag. Is there going to be a call? At second, everybody's safe. Okay, another infield base hit, and that was a tough chance. Whoops, better put that on the right batter. That was Burns getting the single, his third hit in four at-bats, all of them singles, and the bases are loaded for Krumrine. Pops it up, right side, drifting out, second baseman makes the field in the, or the catch out in the draft in short right center field, and Krumrine pops out on the first pitch. On an unassisted fly ball to the second baseman. So Sedgwick comes up with three hits in the inning, strands all three runners on infield singles, comes up with no runs, and the score stays 5-1. Let's send it back to the studio from Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1-A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have a Class B CDL? Blair Milling in Atchison, Kansas is hiring a driver. Weekly hours from 8 to 5, with health insurance available. Pick up a CDL employment application at Blair's, 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call 913-367-2310.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back, everyone, to Great Bend. I'm Doug Higgins. Pitching change for Sedgwick here in the sixth inning as they will make the pitching change. Hofsommer had thrown 98 pitches in five innings of work, gave up, one run, four hits, stranded six runners on the base paths. New pitcher will be number 13, Henry Burns, as he comes in from center field and will now be the pitcher. 5-1 game, batting for Valley Falls will be Denton Elias. He's their number 5 hitter, 0 for 2 today. Two pitches, two balls. Three and oh count. Have to do some quick figuring here. So Hostetler goes 5 innings. And on 4 pitches, Elias walks. So Elias, one batter, walks one. Hostetler had walked 5 and struck out 5. Had not hit anybody and surrendered only 3 hits. So Hostetler's official record, 5 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks. First pitch strike to Brennan Miller. Expect in the bottom half of the inning to see a change in the pitcher too for Valley Falls, as Kraxner has pitched 97 pitches. He's not going to be able to go any longer. Also, fly ball center field. Miller flies out for the first out. And I'm assuming they just made a simple change of pitchers, and that is probably Hostetler out in center field, to my best estimation. One out, one on. Elias over there at first base. At the plate, Carson Clark. Ball foul ball just behind us here. Catcher making a good attempt to get to that ball. Runs into the screen right in front of our table here. Strike one, sitting next to me, reporter from the Kansan in Newton, Kansas. Been here all day, setting together. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, in for a strike. Carson Clark down in the count, 0-2. Cooper Jepson on deck, Cervantes in the hole. Valley Falls looking at 7-8-9. Bouncing ball, third base side, foul ball. In the grass, flip back in, and Clark stays alive at 0-2. Another foul ball. Back behind the plate, out of play. Clark really battling in there with two strikes. Has fouled a couple of two-strike pitches off to stay alive. 0-2 stays the count. As Burns throws over to first, getting back in time is Elias. Henry Burns in relief of Lance Hostetler. Pitch outside, 1-2 count. A lot of groans from the crowd. That pitch was close. I think it was a little low. Short lead over at first. Ball in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, back to the backstop. And Elias, halfway between second and third, decides to go back. Advances on the wild pitch. Gives Cooper Jepson a chance to run a couple of foul balls into the home plate umpire, Brad Smith. Counts 2-2, one out, runner at second. 5-1 your score here in the top of the sixth. Valley Falls batting, trying to cut into that 4-run deficit. Ball hit, pitcher fields the ball, throws to first. Elias goes to third after the throw, and Clark is out 1-3 for out number 2. That'll send the second baseman, senior Cooper Jepson, to the plate. Walked and flied out, 0-1 today. Was stranded at third base back in that second inning after his walk. Strike called at the knees. Cervantes in the on-deck circle for Valley Falls. Ball Ball lifted into right field. Second baseman going back makes the grab in the grass as Jepson flies out to the second baseman for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left at third. Go to the bottom of the sixth. Sedgwick leading 5-1 from the Great Bend Sports Complex. This is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Pitching change for Valley Falls here in the sixth inning. Cooper Jepson in for relief of Trenton Kraxner. Kraxner's official line, five innings pitched. Fight gave up five runs on nine hits, struck out three, walked three, hit one, and stranded nine runners. On the base pass, he pitched 97 pitches in his five innings of work. His counterpart, Hofsommer, threw 98. So both starting pitchers going about the same number of pitches through five innings. Both are the pitcher of record thus far. Valley Falls behind in the ballgame 5-1. Sedgwick coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. They'll bat there 3, 4, and 5 as we hit the heart of the order. Hofsommer, Harjo, and Wilkes. Hofsommer 1-for-3 today. Doubled and knocked in two runs. Back in the second inning, that big second inning, when they scored four runs to take the lead, it's been a lot of goose eggs since then. Jepson leads off with the ball. 1-0 count. Shadow starting to creep out over the field here. On the third base side, bright sunshine on the right side, 2-0 count. Hofsommer on top. Starting pitcher for Sedgwick now in the outfield. 3-0 count. Just missing. Couldn't have missed by much on that one. And Hofsommer walks on four straight. So the first batter faced by Cooper Jepson, he gives a free pass up. And Sedgwick has... is going to work here in the bottom of the sixth, already leading 5-1. That is the fourth walk of the day Valley Falls has put up. There's a strike to Harjo, the left-handed hitter. Junior first baseman for Sedgwick. Jepson finding the plate there. Comes back in with another strike right down the belt line at the outside third, 0-2 now to Harjo, cleanup hitter for the Cardinals. Runner goes from first, ball gets away from the catcher, easy for Hofsommer as he walks into second base, picked the right pitch to run on, that's his second stolen base today, they have three total. Sedgwick already up by four, trying to add some insurance to that. If they can score Hofsommer, he gets on as a leadoff hitter. Time called. One, two pitch down low, 2-2 now to Harjo. Hofsommer led off with a walk. stole second. Down there with nobody out. Ball lifted to right field. Hit well. Going back. Right fielder Tillman makes the catch. Pardon me, not Tillman. Clark makes the catch. Tagging and moving over to third is Lance Hofsommer as Harjo hit it a ton. 330 down the line and took the right fielder Clark to the warning track. Hauls it in for out number one. I'll bring up Austin Wilkes. Wilkes fouls off the first one. Strike one. 0 for 3 today. Grounded out twice and popped out once. Ground ball, shortstop, over to first. Nice dig over there by the first baseman as Hofsommer comes in to score. Wilkes on the putout gets the RBI. Out number two, that'll bring up Justin Esposito. 6-1 your score here. Base hit in the hole between first and second into right field. Esposito picks up the base hit, his first of the day. Sedgwick keeps it going here in the bottom of the sixth, already one run in. As Hofsommer walked and came all around the way around to score on the ground ball hit by Wilkes. Esposito on now with a base hit. Tillman at the plate. Takes high. Left-handed hitter. Ball one. Tolles on deck as the number eight hitter in the lineup. There's the strike. 1-1 count. Have to give credit to Elias over there on first base for a nice scoop on that long throw from the shortstop to get the second out of the inning a little bit ago. Pitch high and away. 2-1 now to Tillman. Cooper Jepson in relief trying to get out of the inning with no more damage. Has given up one run. High, ball three, 3-1. Valley Falls has scored one run on one hit. The run was a walk that came around to score. Base hit as the shortstop was playing in the up the middle and the ball was hit in the hole. Tried to get a glove on it, couldn't do it. That was one of those seeing eye singles by Connor Tillman. So two straight hits. And Tillman is 2 for 2 today. He's got a multiple hit game going for him. Brings up Jaden Coles. Walked, flied out, and struck out. He's 0 for 2. Scored a run. Takes high for ball one. Valley Falls went through two pitchers on Wednesday, last night in the quarterfinal game. Went through one pitcher in the semifinal game and on pitcher number two here right now. So this is their number five pitcher in their rotation. 2-0 count as Cooper Jepson tries to shut down the door here on Sedgwick. Valley Falls already behind 6-1. 3-0 count now as Jepson misses it in. A little bit high. 3-0. To the plate. This one's down low. Second walk of the inning issued by Jepson, and the bases are loaded now. Esposito at third, Tillman at second, and Toll down to first with his walk. They'll bring up Remington Nold, two singles and a strikeout. He's 2 for 3. Fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Ball hit up the middle. That could score a run. They're going to send to the plate. Here comes the throw. It's up the third base line. Gets by the catcher. and all the runners will move up. So Esposito scores, Tillman scores, Tolles moves around to third, and Nold with his third single ends up at second base, advancing on the throw. That kid's had a heck of a day. The senior with three hits, two RBIs on that play. And the score now, 8-1. Three runs in on a couple of hits. Three hits, I should say. And back to the top of the order to Henry Burns. Strike one on to Burns. Fouls it off, strike two. Burns is 3-for-4 today, scored a couple of runs. Leadoff hitters had an outstanding game also. So the number 9 hitter as the second leadoff has been good. The leadoff hitter has been equally as tough. Takes one high for ball one. 1-2 count. Couple of runners on at second and third in Tolles and Nold. Inside, ball two. Crumrine on deck. 8th batter at the plate now for Sedgwick here in the 6th inning. Ball hit into right field. One run in. Here comes the second run. And then two RBI single for Burns. Knocks in two. That's his third RBI. And we may have a pitching change as 5 runs have come in for Sedgwick on those 4 hits, and that's going to do it for Jepson. So Jepson goes 2/3 of an inning. He's given up 5 runs thus far on 4 hits. Walk 2, and he leaves a runner on base. It's his responsibility yet to go, and the new pitcher will be number 18, and he's coming off of the bench. I'll have to take a quick look to see who that is. That's going to be Jackson Rich, a junior. Jackson Rich. Jackson Rich will come in. Right now the score is 10-1. And a lot of this damage done with 2 outs. As Hofsommer got on, Harjo flied out, Wilkes grounded out to score Hofsommer. So there were 2 outs, nobody on, and since then we've had single, single, walk, single, single, 4 more runs in the score, and it's suddenly 10-1 here in the bottom of the 6th. And Jackson Rich is coming in trying to close the door, give Valley Falls somewhat of an opportunity in the top of the 7th. They're going to have a big hill to climb. We better call it a big mountain. 9 runs down, that's big. Rich bounces one in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and there goes Burns down to second base. Remember, he's the responsibility of Jepson. So Crumrine, representing the 9th batter in the inning for Sedgwick. Crumrine, 1-0 count. 2-0 count. 2-1-A baseball doesn't have the pitching staff that a 6-A school would have. They're getting down there where we've got some kids that haven't thrown a whole lot of innings throughout the season. Jackson comes in with a pitch. In fact, I don't have time to go look. I would say Rich has not thrown too many innings throughout the season. Swinging strike 2. 2-2 count to Crumrine. Crumrine 1-for-2 today. check that. One for three today. He grounded out, singled, and walked, and popped out. Fouls that one off to stay alive at 2-2. Drumline batting for his fifth time. This is his first look at Rich. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher North, and the count goes full, 3-2. Ninth batter in the inning for Sedgwick, 5 runs in thus far. Runner at second with 2 out, 3-2 pitch. Ball in the air. First base, no! The first baseman and the second baseman miscommunicate. They were both there, and nobody catches the ball. Oh, my goodness. And the runner from second base, Henry Burns, keeps on motoring, and the game is over. It's a run rule. It's 11-1. That's a base hit for Crumrine. Nobody touched it as they each thought the other one was going to take it. Crumrine gets the hit, his second single, gets the RBI, his second of the ball game, and it's over at 11-1. Your 2-1A state champion is Sedgwick as they win 11-1. And that run goes through Cooper Jepson as he gives up 6 runs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Let's take a couple of minutes here. Give me a chance to tally up all the scoring here and all the final stats, and we'll wrap this one up at Great Bend as Valley Falls to Sedgwick 11-1 in the championship game at 2-1A. From Great Bend, this is 2-1A State Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back, everyone, as the teams are lined up on their respective sidelines, getting the adulation of their fans as the Valley Falls Dragons will be crowned as the runner-up here at the 2-1A state tournament as they fall 11-1 to Sedgwick. Sedgwick wins the ball game as they come up with 11 runs. see, 11 runs on 14 hits, had no errors, and they left 10 runners on base. The winning pitcher is Lance Hosthammer, goes 5 innings, gives up 1 run, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks, left 6 runners on base through 98 pitches. He was relieved by Henry Burns. Burns went 1 inning, gave up no runs, no hits, had 1 walk through 14 pitches. Losing pitcher for Valley Falls will be Trenton Kraxner, went 5 innings, gave up 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, left 9 runners on base, had 1 hit batter through 97 total pitches. Cooper Jensen came in, threw 2/3 of an inning, gave up 6 runs, 4 hits, walked 2, and left 1 runner on base. That finally came in and scored that big run to end the ball game. Jackson Rich in relief. He faced the 1 batter, gave up the 1 hit on a pop-up to the between first and second that fell between that ended the ball game. Let's go through the individual batting. Henry Burns went 3-for-4, scored 3 runs, and had 3 RBIs. This is for Sedgwick. Nolan Crumrine, 2-for-4, scored 1, 2 RBIs. Lance Hosthammer, 1-for-3, had 2 RBIs. Austin Trejo, 2 hits at 4 at-bats. Austin Wilkes was 0-for-4, had 1 RBI. Justin Esposito was 1-for-4, scored a run. Connor Tillman was 2-for-2, scored a couple of runs, walked and hit by a pitch. Jaden Coles was 0-for-2, scored a run, also walked in the ballgame. He scored 2 runs, excuse me. And Remington Knowles was 3-for-4, scored 1 run, and had 2 RBIs. For Valley Falls, Gage Burdick, 0-for-2. Cade Norris, 0-for-2. Avery Gassmeyer, 1-for-2. Trenton Kraxner was 0-for-3. Denton Elias, 0-for-2. Brendan Miller, 1-for-3. Scored the lone run in the second inning for the Trojans. Pardon me, for the Dragons. Carson Clark, 1-for-3. Cooper Jepson, 0-for-2. Dylan Cervantes, 0-for-1. Ken Hosthammer, the losing pitcher, throwing 98 pitches, and, pardon me, Hosthammer was the winning pitcher, 98 pitches, and Kraxner takes the loss with 97 pitches. So, your champion here in Class 2-1A today is the Sedgwick Cardinals out of the Heart of America League as they win the state championship 11-1 in 6 innings. They finished the season at 25-1. Let me get to my scorebook here. Should say my program, 25-1. Valley Falls finishes runner-up. Their season ends at 21-3. Want to give credit and recognition to all of the seniors who played here in this championship game for both of these teams and wish them well as they, if they move on and play some ball somewhere else, or if they just go on and further their educational career or step into the workforce, let's give them credit. The seniors for the Valley Falls Dragons are Cooper Jepson, Cade Norris, Gage Burdick. Only 3 seniors on the squad for Valley Falls, so a lot of returners looking to come back in 21-22 for Sedgwick. For Valley Falls. For Sedgwick, their senior class, Nolan Crumrine, Remington Nold, Henry Burns, Jaden Tolles, and Austin Wilk. As they graduate 5 seniors, your state champion in Class 2-1A, the Sedgwick Cardinals, the runners-up, the Valley Falls Dragons. It's been a pleasure to bringing you the broadcast today for both of these games. I hope you enjoyed listening to us here and listening to some good baseball. I want to thank both of my board operators back at the studio at 93.7 KAIR. And that brings us to the close of the baseball season. It's Memorial Weekend. Let's give thanks to all of those servicemen and family members who have made this great nation what it is. We want to thank them for their service as we commemorate their loss during this Memorial Weekend. Again, final score, Sedgwick 11, Valley Falls 1, and that is your state championship here from the Great Bend Sports Complex. I'm Doug Higgins, and you've been listening to State Championship Baseball on 93.7 KAIR. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to postseason high school baseball on your local sports authority, Care Country 93.7. For the latest local scores, game recaps, and up-to-the-minute sports news, visit us online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.